Actually, usually this team, when it wins, the giant way is physical, run it, pound it out, tough defense, suffocate the other guys, and outlast them. But yesterday, there were so many big plays on both offense and defense. It wasn't your typical kind of Giants win. Would you agree? And does that show you something about this team?
You know, I don't know if it's typical or not. You know, it was just, you know, within the game. You know, and guys are just flying around and trying to make the best happen. And, you know, I think it showed on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, and even special teams. You know, we had a lot of knockout hits. You know, Lawrence Tom did an excellent ball, kicking them, you know, not giving them any field position. So, you know, it was a collective team win. And that's what, you know, that's all we can ask for at this moment.
You have so many of those good hits. Are you bothered that the Eagles were complaining so loudly about them being late and unfair?
Man, the game is over. You know what I mean? Whatever they complain about, you know, it's you know, they can take it up with their media and, you know, their organization and you know, with the officials, but you know, I can care less about that, to be honest.
Mario said that he could tell that a little swag is back.
You know, I mean, that's something that is a given. You definitely have to have swag. You definitely have to have attitude, and I think, you know, most of all myself yesterday, you know, I think my teammates understood, you know, where I was coming from, and you know, I felt like they were cheap shopping a little bit. You know, they kept trying to put their hand up in my face mask, you know, just kept grinding after the play. And, you know, I just had to let them know, you know, I'm not a pushover. You know, I'm not a punk under any means. And sometimes, you know, you have to put your foot down. You know, even if it costs you a little bit, you know, sometimes it has to be done. You know, it's more of a mental toughness and more of an attitude than anything sometimes. And that's where I was going with that. I wasn't going to get myself ejected. I wasn't going to throw any blows, but at the same time, I was going to stand my ground.
So do you feel like you bring that element to this team, that, you know, you give that spark that, you know, you're not going to back down?
Definitely. You know, I mean, I'm definitely a guy that's never going to back down. You know, never going to back down from any opponent. And, you know, if you speak it enough, you know, it'll come to the light. And that's something I think we as a team did yesterday. You know, no one gave us a chance, but, you know, the only thing that matters is that we gave ourselves a chance and we came out victorious.
Your teammates, you said, get you, but it doesn't sound like something your coach would agree with. They usually want you guys to calm no matter what. But did you talk to him about it?
You know, when I play the game, I play the game. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the coaching gets done, you know, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, when I'm on the field, you know, I'm in the zone. And if I feel like something needs to be done, I'm going to handle it. You know, I'll take care, you know, disciplinary actions, you know, after that. But, you know, I wasn't going to get myself ejected. I'm a smarter player than that. I wasn't going to, you know, hurt myself or hurt the team by getting myself thrown out of the game. But I think I definitely had to make a statement and hold my ground. You know, I just felt like, you know, sometimes it's bigger than the game. You know, I felt like, you know, I don't want them to get that attitude over us. You know, that they have more swag than us, or they have more passion, or they have more desire, or even more toughness. And, you know, that's where all that came from.
It could have been costed. I mean, 15 yards gets closer to that.
Take a chance, man. I take a chance. You know, I mean, I have confidence in our team. I have confidence in myself. I have confidence that, you know, that 15, you know, we'll get 30 more. You know, and that's the way I look at it. You know, in a heated moment like that, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to put your foot down.